Roger, understand. No lower right thruster on front lower.
That is affirmative. Got it.
We might send you a ZNR call sometime during your 30-minute report, just a warning that we might send it there.
Roger, fine.
Do you want to start down the report there?
This is Friendship 7. In 45 more seconds, I'd like to have you send a message for me, please. Over. I want you to send a message to the director, or to the commandant, U.S. Marine Corps in Washington. Tell him I have my 4 hours required flight time in for the month, and request flight jet be established for me. Over.
I just went over there. Think they'll pay it?
I don't know. Go find out.
All right, here. This gliding time or rocket time?
Lighter than air, buddy.
Alright, we're sending you a ZNR call, yeah?
Very well.
Coming now. Are you going to start down this procedure on this 30-minute star?
Yes. All the fuse switches are still in the same position, Gordo. I haven't changed any of those. Squib is armed. Auto-retro jettison is off. I am on fly-by-wire, auto, and gyro normal. All T-handles are in. The sequence panel is normal, except for landing bag in the off position. The attitude indicators have been rather erratic. They drift very rapidly sometimes, especially when I maneuver myself and then come back onto ASCS. It seems they have been thrown way off at that time. My retrograde time remains a 04 plus 32 plus 38 for capsule time, which corrects for 1 second error in this clock.
On that, MCC recommends you change that to 04, 32, 37 shortly after we get done with these others.
Roger. Okay, cabin pressure is still holding 5.5. It's been there ever since we left. 9.0 on cabin temp. Relative humidity is back up again now to about 3.6. Coolant quantity is down a little bit to, we may have had a small water leak someplace if we have that much increase in humidity, because it was down around 2.0. Our coolant quantity, though, is down around 6.2 now. The suit temperature is 7.0 inlet. Cabin suit pressure is 5.8. Steam temperature is 4.48. Oxygen is 6090. Amps are 24. ASCS is a 115 now. Fans is a 110. Over.
All right, Roger. All your switches outboard.
That's affirmative. On the right side, everything is outboard except the fuel quantity warning light, which is on. I have that switch inboard to cut the audio. The only two switch fuses in the center off position on the right are retro jettison and retro manual. Over.
Roger, comma control settings.
Control settings on the water. Water on cabin temp is setting number 2. Setting on the suit temp is beyond the 1.7 mark. I repeat, beyond the 1.7 mark, which is the maximum setting.
I understand. What is your opinion on the gyro problem, John?
Well, I don't know. I want to start lining up just as carefully as I can here in a minute and see whether the scanners will pick it up and correct it in so that we have a good retro fire attitude. If not, I'll align it myself. Over.
Roger, do you have your three dog easy and hotel time for an ocean ship?
Yes, I did. I got those okay.
And I give you a recommend change the retro clock to 043237. On your retro using ASCS, you'll be using high torque thrusters for a retro fire mode there. What do you feel about retroing by ASCS and backing up by fly by wire?
Well, you can't, you couldn't do it on ASCS and fly by wire. You mean on manual?
Being ready to go with the fly by wire, or backing it up on manual proportional.
Yes, if the ASCS appears to be programming and holding a good orbit attitude, I'll let it go on ASCS and back it up with manual. If not, if it appears that the gyros are cocked as they were a little while ago, then I'll just do a manual retrofire, I think, and let it go at that.
Are you in manual control
or fly-by-wire
now?
I'm in fly-by-wire now. This Friendship 7, I'm going to as near orbit attitude as I can establish here on the dark side.
Friendship 7, Wilma Capcom, we have contact, UHF and TM, solid.
Roger, Wilma, loud and clear. Fuel is 5245, oxygen is 6090, amps 25, over. Hello, Wilmer, did you receive, over?
Hello, Roger, Friendship 7, Sir John recommends that the urinate in the near future.
Now, this is...
Second, please, over.
This is Friendship 7, negative. I did not eat on that last round because of, I was busy with the ASCS problem, over.
Roger, Friendship 7, let's have your two remainings, over.
Say again, Wilmer.
Let's have your two readings, over.
Roger, fuel readings are 5045, correction, 5245, over. Say again, please, over. Roger, steam temperature is 4949, over. This Friendship 7, turning more water on that one, see if I can cool it down a little more. As Friendship 7, I can notice a little crackling of the fly-by-wire switches when I operate fly-by-wire, comes in on the headset. ship 7 turned around yaw 180 to see the sunset here, and also to see these little gadgets here that I don't know what they are. They do not appear to be coming from the capsule at all. There are too many of them. They're all spread out all over the place. It looks like they're, some of them might be miles away.
This is Canton Capcom. We are not receiving your transmissions and we have no telemetry contact. Over.
Roger, Canton. I was busy maneuvering here. I did not give you your report yet. I was getting lights set up and trying to stow everything for a retrofire. I have 4545 on fuel. Oxygen is 6090. Amps is 23. My retrograde time is still set at 04 plus 32 plus 38, over.
Roger, Friendship 7, Canton standing by.
Roger. This is Friendship 7, Canton. I'm getting in orbit attitude so I can cage and uncage the gyros again. They're off again, over.
Roger, Friendship 7.
I request you notify Cape.
Friendship 7, this is Canton. I did not read your last transmission. Would you repeat, please?
Hi, Roger, Canton. Please notify Cape that I am indicating a roll 10 degrees right, yaw 10 degrees right, and pitch plus 1.5 when I'm in orbit attitude on the window and the scope. Over. Hawaii Comtech, Capcom, this is Friendship 7, fuel 4345, oxygen 6090, amps 23, over. Hello, Hawaii Comtech, do you receive, over?
Friendship 7, Hawaii Comtech, Roger, there's interference from HF, would you go to UHF, over?
Hi, Roger, going UHF.
Capcom?
Go ahead, Hawaii.
Have you completed a perimeter checklist this time?
That's affirmative. I'm just now completing it.
Raj, can you comment again on this, the attitude system with respect to the visual reference? How do you feel about this at this time?
Well, it's in and out of orientation mode right now and is wasting fuel in yaw. I may have to cut it in yaw, I don't know. It appears to be correcting, though, at the present time. Maybe the scanners are correcting it okay now.
Roger, what mode are you in now?
I'm in ASCS, automatic.
Understand. Did you understand that the Cape would like you to change your clock by 1 second to 043237?
I'm negative. I'll change it right now. Okay. Time is now 04:32:37.
Reconfirm with TM readout.
Roger.
Everything looks good on the ground. The inverted temperatures are a little high, 225 on the 150, 212 on the 250. Everything else looks pretty good.
Roger.
Sir John, we'd like to know if you're still comfortable.
Roger, I'm in very good shape. I'll go through exercise bit in just a minute here as soon as I get done with checklist. Okay, going through light test. Okay, checks okay. Back through light. Okay, 5 minutes to retrograde light is on.
Roger, 5 minutes to retrograde light on. TM's breaking up now, Friendship 7. Would you like a GNT tieback?
Roger, please.
On my mark, GNT will be 19 plus 15 plus 45. Mark.
Roger.
GET on my mark be 04 plus 20.
Say again, capsule elapsed time, please. Over.
Getting a new hack. On my mark it would be 04 plus 28 plus 35. 6 seconds.
Roger. Let me give you a hack and figure a new retrograde time from the Cape. My time from launch will read 04. Plus 28 plus 45 on my mark. Stand by. 2, 3, 4, mark.
Friendship 7, Capcom, you were breaking up in the last, I could not read your power back.
Roger, this is Friendship 7. I'll give you another time hack at 04 plus 29 plus 10. Stand by. 7, 8, 9, mark. Hawaii, did you receive? Over. Hello, Hawaii, did you receive? Hello, California, Friendship 7, over. Hello, California Capcom, Friendship 7, over. Hello, California Capcom, Friendship 7, over.
California Capcom,
Friendship 7, UHF, do you receive now, over? Hello, California Capcom, Friendship 7, UHF, over.
Friendship 7, California Capcom, how do you
hear,
over?
This is Friendship 7, loud and clear, how me, over. Hello, California Capcom, Friendship 7, over. California Capcom, Friendship 7, over.
7, this is California Comtech, California Comtech, how do you read, over?
This is Friendship 7, loud and clear, how me, over.
Roger, Friendship 7, this is California Comtech, reading you loud and clear on UHF.
Roger, this is Friendship 7, let me give you my time, my capsule elapsed time is 04 plus 31 plus 35 on my mark. 2, 3, 4, mark. Will you relay that immediately to Cape? I think we're several seconds off. Over.
Roger, we have you on that. We'll give you the countdown for retro sequence time, John. You're looking good.
Roger, we only have 50 seconds to retrograde. Over.
Tom, I'll give you a mark, 45 mark.
Roger. I'm on ASCS and backing it up manual. Over.
Roger, John.
My fuel is 39.
30 seconds ahead.
Roger, retro warning is on.
Good. John, leave your retro pack on through your pass over Texas. Do you read?
Roger.
15 seconds to sequence.
Roger.
Give you mark, 45 mark.
Roger. I'm on ASCS and backing it up manual, over.
Roger, John.
My fuel is 39.
30 seconds ahead.
Roger, retro warning is on.
Good. John, leave your retro pack on through your pass over Texas. Do you read?
Roger.
15 seconds to sequence.
Roger.
10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Roger, retro sequence is green.
You have a green, you look good on attitude.
Retro attitude is green.
Press 20.
Back in.
Seconds.
Roger. Are they ever? It feels like I'm going back toward Hawaii. Roger, fire retro light is green. Roger. Roger, retros have stopped. Hunter.
Keep your retro pack on until you pass Texas.
That's affirmative.
John. It's a real good looking flight from what we've seen.
Roger, everything went pretty good except for all this ASCS problem.
Looks like your attitude held pretty well. Did you have to back it up at all?
Oh yes, quite a bit. Yeah, I had a lot of trouble with it.
That was good enough for government work from down here.
Yes sir, looks good, Wally. We'll see you back east.
Right.
Right, boy. Fire retro is green.
Roger.
Edison retro is red. I'm holding on to it.
Go ahead.
tell you, there's no doubt about it when the retros fire.
Yeah, there is in your comments.
Everything's looking good. I'll give you a fast readout here. Fuel is 2927. The cabin pressure holding 5.5. Cabin air is 8.8. Relative humidity is 3.3. Coolant quantity 5.8. Temperature is 7.1. Suit temperature is 7.1. The suit pressure is 5.8. Steam temperature is 5.3 in the suit. Oxygen is primary 6.0, 8.9 on secondary.
Breaking on this, how did your attitude seem to hold? Did you have any diversions in your auto?
Negative, very close. I backed it up and worked right along with the ASCS, and it looked like it held right on the money.
Roger, we didn't notice any great disparity here.
Roger, good. Do you have a time for going to jettison retro, over?
Just to give you that message, over.
Roger. This is Friendship 7, cutting yaw on automatic, and I'll control that manual. It keeps banging in and out of orientation.
Oh, Roger, Friendship 7.
Hello, Texas, Friendship 7, over.
Friendship 7, Calcapcom, you're in.
Roger.
Consideration about leaving retro pack on at 140 over Texas.
Roger. Roger, over the coast.
Roger, clear blue here.
Yes, sir. As Friendship 7, can see El Centro and the Imperial Valley down there, Salt Sea, very clear.
It'll be pretty green, we've had a lot of rain out here.
Sir.
Do you notice any contrast on the coastline, John?
Say again.
No contrast over the coastline.
Negative.
Roger.
There's quite a bit of cloud cover down in this area. I can, right on track, I can only see certain areas. I can see quite a bit on up to the north, however. This is Friendship 7, going to manual control.
Roger, Friendship 7.
This is banging in and out here, I'll just control it manually.
Roger.
Clear. Roger, Wyoming, are you loud and clear also?
Friendship 7, Friendship 7, this is Texas Convoy, the radio.
Roger, Texas, go ahead.
Roger, reading fast clear, stand by for Texas Convoy.
Roger.
Compression 7, we are recommending that you leave the retro package on through the entire re-entry. This means that you will have to override the 05G switch, which is expected to occur at 04433. This also means that you will have to manually retract the scope. Do you read?
This is Friendship 7. Now, what is the reason for this? Do you have any reason? Over.
Not at this time. This is the judgment of Cape Flight.
Roger. Say again your instructions, please. Over.
We are recommending that the retro package not, I say again, not be jettisoned. This means that you will have to override the 05G switch, which is expected to occur at 044353. This is approximately 4.5 minutes from now. This also means that you will have to retract the scope manually. Do you understand?
Roger, understand I will have to make a manual 05G entry when it occurs and bring the scope in manually. Is that a firm?
That is affirmative, Friendship 7.
Roger. That's Friendship 7 going to re-entry attitude then in that case.
Give me the reasons for this action when you're in view.
Roger. Friendship 7.
Everything down here on the ground looks okay.
Roger, that's Friendship 7.
Confirm your attitudes.
Roger.
Friendship 7 is okay,
brother. Go ahead, Cape Friend 7.
I recommend you go to re-entry attitude and retract the scope manually at this time.
Roger, retracting scope manually.
While you're doing that, we're not sure whether or not your landing bag is deployed. We feel it's far closer to re-enter with the retro package on. We see no difficulty at this time in that part of re-entry, over.
Roger, understand. Go ahead, Cape, Friendship 7.
Estimating 05G at 0444.
Roger.
You override 05G at that time.
Roger. Friendship 7. This is Friendship 7. I'm on straight manual control at present time. This was still kicking in and out of orientation mode, mainly in yaw. Following retro fire, so I'm on straight manual now. I'll back it up.
Re-entry.
Say again.
Standby.
This Friendship 7, going to fly by wire. I'm down to about 15% on manual.
Roger, you're going to use fly by wire for re-entry. And we recommend you do the best you can to keep a zero angle during re-entry, over.
Roger, Friendship 7. This Friendship 7, I'm on fly-by-wire backing it up with manual, over.
Roger, I understand. Seven has escaped. The weather in the recovery area is excellent. 3 foot waves, only 1/10 cloud coverage, 10 miles visibility.
Roger, Friendship 7.
Seven, this is Cape, over.
Go ahead, Cape, you're ground, you're going out.
We recommend that you
This is Friendship 7. I think the pack just let go. This is Friendship 7, a real fireball outside. Okay, Friendship 7, over. Okay, Friendship 7, over. Okay, Friendship 7, do you receive? Over.